Welcome to radio.dominican.edu. We've got a real tight one in the Conlin Center. We are facing the 8-7 BYU Hawaii Seasiders. They played CBS nationally televised NC2A Division II tournament championship game last season. Are paced by NCAA Division II All-American Jet Chang, a 6'4" senior guard from Taiwan who leads the Pac West in scoring with 17 a game. The Seasiders are first in the league in scoring with 73 points a game and are first in three-point shots attempted and made, led by Akedense Ali, who has connected on 46% of his three-pointers this season, fourth best in the Pac West. Last season, the Penguins outscored BYU Hawaii in the second half of the last meeting, but the Seasiders still rode the wave of victory. They prevailed 77-68. Connor Haysbert, the 6'8" sophomore, got 15 points, and Xander McNally had 10 points, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Now, with all the starters, all the works, everything you need to know, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Piab. Really looking forward to this one, fans. It is booster night here. All the trustees and boosters and alumni, they're all here in the house. And this is a very exciting vibe in the Conlin Center tonight. Broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Also appearing on Marin Cable tonight, Scott Calhoun and his crew are here. And they are going to be filming tonight's action to be played on Channel 30. And that's a great thing for Dominican, our association with Channel 30 and Marin Cable this year. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab, your DU broadcasters for tonight. We are ready, it looks like, for this one against BYU Hawaii. The Penguins are here. Hawaii is here, the Seasiders. Seasiders are going to be a tough one. Penguins are 2-4 in conference, and BYU is 5-1. We're ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, good job on the national anthem there. Live rendition in front of a packed house here at the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab with you on the air, broadcasting worldwide as usual. For the Seasiders out of BYU Hawaii, head coach Ken Wagner at 5-1. They will be sending out number one, Pablo Coro, a 6'3" sophomore out of Osorno, Chile. Number 10 is Okasina or Junior Ale, the 6'2" junior. Number 23 is Jet Chang, a 6'4" senior. Number 32 is Jake Dastrup, a 6'3" senior. And number 44 is Brady Hurst, a 6'8" junior out of Farmington, Utah. For the Penguins, under head coach Booker T. Harris, he's assisted by Rich Mendoza, Kurt Bond, Jeff Sickler. For the Penguins, number 5, Ricky Wofford, the 5'9" junior out of Bakersfield. The senior out of Canyon Country, the 6-foot senior, number 31 is Mark Lewis. Number 32, the senior at 6'2" out of San Francisco, Xander McNally. Oh, McNally having one of those seasons, Piab. Out of Redlands, number 42, the 6'6" junior, Jamal Clark. And rounding things out for coach Booker T. Harris. Harris in his first year. And everybody around campus and the league is talking about coach Harris. He'll be sending out Jacob Neusat, the 6'8" junior out of Santa Rosa. Oh, Neusat's been a great get for the Penguins. Everybody has loved watching Neusat's game this year. The starters are about ready to head out onto the floor. An absolutely loaded house here as classes are back in session at Dominican University of California. The icebox, Piab, is loaded with a bunch of crazies, and those guys are not going to let up on anything as we get this thing going.
Well, when it's free T-shirt night, Stu, you know the crowd will be pumped. The crowd will do anything for the Penguins to find a way and maybe swim to victory. Who knows, maybe Penguins can fly tonight. We'll see.
All right, the student section, the icebox, loaded. Our AD here at the Conlin Center is the great Terry Toomey. Dr. Mary Marcy is in the house. She's in the crowd right now, the president of the university, her first year at the helm. And everybody loves Dr. Marcy. Boy, that is for sure. Both teams out on the floor. We're ready for the tip-off. Neustadt will be in the middle for the mighty Dominicans. He's going to be gone up against Brady Hurst, a 6'8" junior. So Hurst at 6'8", Neustadt at 6'8". As all five Penguins are now out on the floor. Chili the Penguin is in the house. That's always nice to see. Ready for the tip-off. 5-1 Hawaii against the 2-4 Penguins. Neustadt tips it out. And it's alive into Jet Chang. He takes it. Now BYU will bring it. Oh, almost stepping across the end line in the first couple of minutes. That's Pablo Coro. They get it down low against Neustadt. Goes up against Brady Hurst. Stripped away by Xander McNally to open things up. McNally with 1941. Hands it off to Wofford, left side. Now they bring it up to the top of the key. The Penguins have got it. Jamal Clark. Clark from the right wing on the way. And Clark opens up with a deuce. To zip after Lewis with the feed. Now they bring it no look back over to Hurst. Hurst with a whistle on the way up against Clark. And I don't know, I think it may be a foul against Clark. No, it's just a clean block by Clark. Out of bounds. Pablo Coro's got it.
And there's going to be a foul on the Penguins. It may be on Jamal Clark. That will be his first with 19 minutes, 21 to go.
The Penguins up 2-0. And Junior Ale will go to the line. He toes the line right in the center with his right foot. He's got the red runners on the way. The ice box yells at him, but to no avail. 2-1 as Ale knocks down the first one.
To be honest, the crowd is feeling it tonight, Stu.
Yeah, no question about it. Ale knocks them both down. Tie game, two up, fans. First half, the ladies earlier got beaten by the Lady Seasiders. I'm sorry to report, as Neustadt takes it from Wofford on the right elbow, 360 spinner. Wofford's in trouble. He's getting doubled into the corner. Mark Lewis thinking three. Mark Lewis drives in the baseline, passes it off to Neustadt. Left side, Neustadt. 4-2, Neustadt, 19 minutes exactly from Lewis. Good work there by Lewis as Pablo Coro brings it up. Hands it off to Ale on the right corner, right here in front of the broadcasting area. 26 seconds on the shot clock. 18:50, stolen away by Xander McNally at midcourt. Xander McNally goes behind the back to Mark Lewis, 360, gives it away. Back into the hands of Jet Chang. Chang will bring it up himself. Heaves it over to the left side. Coro on the way. Coro three ball, missed it right. McNally had a hand on it. Loose ball, Clark. 4-2 Penguins with the ball. Penguins have the offensive advantage, 8:24 to go. Charlotte. Oh, one foul has been committed. That was by the DUs. With 8:16 to go. Mark Lewis has got the ball in between the circles. Left side, Wofford. Backs up. He's got Jet Chang all over him. Now Wofford, baseline. Nice head fake by Lewis. Up, Lewis. Athletic Lewis. Too deep, loose ball. Clark ends up in the hands of Junior Ale. Oh, Ale comes in and pounds into Mark Lewis. And they wave the shot off. And they call it against Lewis. He had not come set. That's the second team foul. Fans. Coro brings it in to Brady Hurst. Now they get it back over to Jet Chang. Chang kick out right side, almost muffed it away to Junior Ale, left side. Coro to Jet Chang, three ball, uh-oh. Jet Chang, the 6'4" senior, knocks it down from the corner.
He's always scary, Stu. He averages 17 a game and 6 rebounds a game. He's always someone to look out for.
5-4, fans. Penguins trail, 17 and a half to go. Lewis goes left side, Wofford. Top of the key. Clark back over to Xander. McNally's going to have to get hot tonight if the Penguins want to contend. Falling away, jumpered Wofford into the hands of Junior Ale, who came flying up. And I believe that Wofford had let the ball go, so there's no whistle. It's going to be Penguin ball on the short side, right on the end line, right under the bucket, 17-10 to go, fans. 5-4, Seasiders, inbounds to Neusett. Neusett is at about 13 feet. He doesn't want to fire it. Now he works his way in, backs in, and they wave off the bucket. Foul is called against Brady Hurst, the 6'8" junior. He's out of Farmington, Utah. 5-4, Penguin ball, 17:05 to go. Xander McNally's got it on the end line. Inbounds to Wofford, drives in baseline. Wofford on the way, has it snuffed away by Pablo Coro. Coro brings it up, almost has it stripped by Wofford, but takes it the rest of the way himself. And at the last second, with a blind pass, dumps it off to Brady Hurst, who knocks it home. 7-4, Miles Carrillo gets ready to come in for the Mighty Dominicans. Wofford, right side. Drives in, almost gets away. Wofford softly, no. Oh, looked like Jacob Neusett had a hand on it, just under the bucket, but it was stripped away by Coro on the end line. Now they go right side. And the three ball by Junior Ale is good.
Junior Ale is heating it up. He's doing a lot of things right because he's their three-point specialist.
Man, from the right corner, Ale just pounds it home. 10-4. 16-10 to go in the first half, fans. Two fouls committed by the Penguins, one committed by the Seasiders out of BYU Hawaii. Xander left side, no look, softly to Neusett. Neusett goes up. By the time he gets his hands up there to the backboard, there's no ball in hand. It was stripped away. He came up with the palms to the ceiling. He wanted the call on somebody as Ricky Wofford exits. Carrillo in there, 10-4, 16:02. Penguins on the short side. They get it inbounds into the backcourt to Mark Lewis. Lewis now brings it up to Carrillo, first touch of the ball tonight. Shot clock did not reset, 8. 15:53 overhead, 6. Down low, Clark, 4 on it with a whistle. We have our first media timeout, fans. Piab and I will be back in about 10 seconds, maybe 20. It's 10-4, fans, 15:50, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we're back. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabiab, 10-4, Penguins trail, 15:50. DU ball, Clark to bring it in. Short side, right under the bucket. He's got 5 seconds to Neusett. Neusett to Carrillo. Left wing, Carrillo. NBA three-point land, Carrillo. Doesn't want to do it, although he's totally capable. Carrillo drives in, dumps it off with a 5 to Clark. On the way, 3, Clark lays it in. Softly, Jamal Clark, 10-6. Jake Dystrup, the 6'3" senior out of Grants Pass, Oregon, has come in. He gets it off to Joe Chang. Chang left side. Chang three ball. Uh-oh. Chang again. That's another three ball, Piab, and Chang is heating up.
Chang's just a scary guy. Once he starts heating up, it's just lights out.
13-6, Penguins trail, 15:08 to go. Miles Carrillo's got it. Penguins playing catch way outside the circle. Outside the arc, I should say. Way out there, 15 minutes, fans. 16 on the shot clock, Xander. Penguins trail by 7, Xander McNally. On the way, softly, yes. Xander goes right up over the top of Jake Dystrup. And he moved it from the left hand to the right and then softed it in there, 13-8, 14:42 to go. Great work by Xander. Pablo Coro, no. Flips it over to Dystrup. Three ball on the way, missed it way left. Xander with it. McNally brings it down, brings it up. Cross, 14:23 to go. Carrillo's got it. Wofford giving the coach some help, yelling out the play. Left side is Carrillo. Down low, Neusett. Off the glass, Jacob! 13-10, 14-10 to go. Penguins trail by only 3 now. Piab is looking a little bit better.
Yeah, a lot better.
14:04 to go, fans. First half action. Dystrup, he's got it over to Chang. Chang's buried 3 gigantic tray balls, or 2 at least. Piab will correct me on that if I'm wrong. Left side for 3, Coro deep, but the offensive rebound is taken in by Bracken Funk, a 6'7" sophomore. Funk under the bucket, now takes it himself, falling away. It's funky time as he drops it in there, 15-10.
Yeah, it was funky time there, and it was also funky that there was a three I thought there was a three-second violation that was going to be called.
13-26, 15-10, the Penguins trail. Penguins hanging very tough against this very tough team. Hawaii's only lost one game in conference out of six. A very deep bench. Funk coming in and getting the offensive rebound and then scoring the follow-away. Penguins' Clark goes up with it, can't make it. But Jacob Neusett knocks one in off the glass and picks up the end one opportunity. 15-12 with a chance to make it a two-point game with 13:07 to go.
Yeah, count that bucket and the foul. Jacob Neusett leading the Penguins.
Jake Dystrup with the foul. That's his first. The second team foul as Clark and McNally come out for a breather. Neusett to the line as Wofford's back in there along with Lewis, along with Carrillo. And Connor Haysbert, his first minutes tonight. Penguins trail by three on the way. Neusett, make it two. Clock runs with 13:07. Neusett out. And Ober's in for the first time tonight. So Coach Booker T. Harris is going to counter with the fast team, and it's stolen away by Wofford on the outside. Ricky Wofford left side to tie it, 15 up. Ale steps out of bounds right in front of the Penguin bench, but a foul is called against Lewis right before the step out. Tie game after Wofford with the steal and score.
I thought they were going to run right into me, Stu. I got scared for a minute.
That's right here in front of the broadcasting area. Gary Satterwhite, a 6'4" sophomore out of Honolulu, has entered the game and has the ball now right in front of Piop. He brings it inbounds to junior Ale. Chang has got it on the left wing. Ale now between the circles with Miles Carrillo all over him. 12:43 to go, tie game. Chang, three ball on the way, left side deep. Down Wofford. Penguins with the advantage. First half action, fans. Wofford brings it up. Between the circles, goes between the legs over to Xander, who's re-entered. Carrillo now, left side, Ricky. Wofford backs up, backs to the top. Carrillo's got it. He's got Ale on him. No, he beats Ale and gets around. No look pass. Wofford, three ball on the way, left side, deep. Air ball by Wofford with a clean look, Piop. 15 up, 12:14 to go, fans.
That's really unlike Wofford to airball a three. If he made that crowd would have went nuts.
I'm sure they would have. Junior Ale brings it up. He gets it off to Chang, left side. Now back on the DU insignia. In the middle of the house, 12:02 to go. Tie game. Ale, right side. Ooh, almost muffed away by Zach Nwaka. Nwaka almost walked with it, but he's able to get it back off. Three ball by Junior Ale does not count. And we're going to stay right here for the media timeout, as this is the second media timeout. Shout out to Marin Cable. Scott Calhoun and his crew of guys, including Hunter Hornstein and Brian Sanchez. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab-Yab off to my left. Piab, a 15-15 tie right now. 11:51, fans, and the Penguins are looking pretty good right now as the Penguin cheerleaders are on the floor. Piop?
Well, the Penguins will always look good when they're at home. The only thing that scares me is when Jet Chang starts making threes and he'll start making it rain. Once this man starts averaging 17 a game, he had 24 in Thursday's night game against NDNU, and he's the spark plug. So once he starts playing well, starts playing good basketball, then this is when BYU starts getting hot, and then he'll distribute it out to his other Seasiders.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at DU, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Both teams back out on the floor now. 15-15, 11:51 to go, fans. Now with a play-by-play, here's Piot.
The leader of the Penguins, Jacob Neusett, on the bench. He has seven. Let's give you a reset of who's on the floor. Jamal Clark, Connor Haysbert, Xander McNally, Ricky Wofford, and Derek Ober. Hawaii with the ball. BYU bumping and grinding. BYU off front iron. Rebound will go to the Penguins. And there's going to be a foul on the Seasiders. That's going to be on number 4, Brady Hurst. Or Bracken Funk, excuse me.
Yep, he got funky on that one.
He'll always be funky there. It ain't Funky Town. This ain't the 1970s. It's Penguin basketball. 15-15. No disrespect to you, Stu. You're the voice of the Penguins. And bring it in the inside, and Connor Haysbert, number 43, will lay it up and in. 17-15, 11-21 left in the game. And here's number 10, Ale. Ale will drive by Ober. He's in trouble. And it's going to be stolen by Xander. Xander on the way. Gives it to Ober. Bring that home, young fella. I'm going to slam you down. 19-15. The Penguins up with 4 with 10:58 left in the game. Is it me or is it getting hot in here? Chang is guarded by Clark. 24 on the shot clock. He'll shake and bake. Mid-range, Jay. That will quiet the crowd, and it quieted me down for a little bit. 19-17, Penguins down 2. 10:38 left in the ball, left in the first half. Wofford will give it to Clark. Clark to Xander. Xander to Ober. Ober in the corner, will back to Clark with 19 on the shot clock. Xander gives it, and it's stolen. Stolen Satterwhite to Chang. And Chang, is it highlight time? Yes, it is. 19-19 with 10:15 to go in the half.
Are you kidding me? Chang with the big scissor legs. Chang all the way drifting. He wasn't even touching the floor all the way through the paint.
No.
Scissor legs, totally athletic circus move. Chang knocks it down.
But how about that athleticism with Xander McNally dunking it home? But he'll be called with the foul on Bracken Funk. And yes, it is getting funk in here. I smell that funk while Xander McNally has a trip to the line. Game tied. 10 minutes in the half. Up comes Xander. First one up. That's off. Xander, a 75% shooter on the year. Rare for him to miss his first free throw. Xander in his fourth year in a Penguin uniform. He's been a Penguin great. Xander, second. He misses that one. Even coach Booker T. Harris shot team his boat. 9:55 left, stolen. Clark, bring it home. 21-19, you see the excitement by Jacob Neusett. 21-19, 9:45. Neusett and Carrillo want to check in. Penguins up 2. They'll give it in the inside, and they're going to call a travel. Too bad, Mr. Hurst, you walked with it. The Penguins will have the ball. With 21-19 up 2, 9:38 left in the first.
Two hammer jams for the Penguins in the last 2 minutes of play.
In the last 2 minutes of play, the Penguins have looked like a Division I team in my eyes. Ricky Wofford screams out the play to his teammates. Wofford picks up his dribble. Back to Clark. Clark wants to find someone in the key. He gives it to Ricky. Ricky will drive the lane. You're talking about scissor legs? Ricky Wofford showed you scissor legs. 23-19. Penguins up 4. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Well, after two big hammer jammers, well, Kobe Bryant bringing in the funk. They call him Mama Jama. We call him Hammer Jammers. Penguins up 23-19 with 9:12 left in the first. Coro, the man that averages 6 a game, will give it to Nagawagwa. In the inside, Hurst, and he walked with it. I'm sorry, Mr. Hurst. This is the second time in the game you walked with it. Penguin ball. 9:02 left in the game. The point guard, Ricky, has it. Ricky will bring it past half court now. He'll drive the lane. Brings it back in the three-point line. Picks up the dribble, and it's stolen. And Ricky is fighting. Ricky fighting, has the ball, and it's a turnover. It's going to be the Seasiders' possession. That was scary, Stu. They were fighting with it on the wall.
Yeah, that was a big-time hustle by Wofford. He really ran that thing down. It's a good thing he runs wind sprints because he just ran one there, but chasing that ball down. He was trying to find Carrillo, who was up between the circles, and he threw it away, and that's how the ball ended up in the Seasiders' hands.
Turnover by the Penguins. They'll give it to Satterwhite. Satterwhite with it with 32 on the shot clock. Back to the point guard, Coro. He's from Chile, or Chile. Back to Satterwhite. Satterwhite. Stolen by Carrillo. Carrillo. Can he find someone or take it in himself? No call. Gives it to Neusett. No call again. Carrillo throws it, home run pass. Back to Carrillo in the corner for three.
No.
Neusett with the ball. Neusett shaking, baking, calls for the foul. He'll get a trip to the line.
Wow, that was exciting. Good work by Carrillo. Carrillo worked it down there, hit the bottom of the backboard, a little bit late on the release, ended up falling out of bounds, saving it inbounds to McNally, who hit Carrillo in the corner, who went then three ball, and Neusett ended up catching it and picking up the foul on the way. That was crazy fast.
Jacob Neusett has a trip to the line. He shoots it at 57. He averages 10 a game. Jacob Neusett played in Hayward, CSU Hayward. He's always wanted to play D1 in his career. And this is the first one. Jacob Neusett, he had a great story. You could check it out on CBS.com.
KPIX5.com.
CBS5.com. Jacob Neusett.
That was a great story on Neusett.
It was. Very touching.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Great player.
Neusett is second. Missed the first. Nails the second. 24-19. 8:15 left in the game. Coro will be guarded by Woofer.
Not in the game.
In the half. In the half. And it's going to be stolen. Here's Carrillo. Fast break. Bring it home. I'm bringing it home. In this transition, they'll give it to Chang. The Jet wants to silence critics. 26-19. Penguins up six. Chang will throw it away, but it's tipped by Woofer. If Woofer didn't touch it, it would be Penguin ball. Well, it's the media, that's us. We'll take it back to the studio. Radio.dominican.edu.
How about if we stay right here for a second? I want to talk about that play. Neusett, who just scored the big deuce, it was an alley-oop. After Carrillo stole it, ran across, brought it up very quickly, left side guarded by two Seasiders. Neusett on the right side of the key was lying in wait, and Carrillo found him with the perfect alley-oop in stride. And Neusett pounds it down, hangs on the rim after the big-time alley-oop. Scores the deuce, and very quickly then, the Seasiders were in such fast transition. And the fact of the matter is they had beaten the Penguins down to the other end where Chang was waiting. But Chang muffed the ball away, and then the timeout was called. The Penguins by seven. We're back in 10. 7:50 to go, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans. I don't know. Where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? No, it's empty. 7:50 to go, fans. Penguins by 7, 26-19. The loose cord. Inbounds to Ale. Off the glass. Uh-oh. Very quickly, the Penguins cough up a pair, 26-21, as Junior Ale is there on the right side of the key for the inbounds by Coro, and it's good. 7:35, Xander floating. Xander missed it deep, and it's taken down by Brady Hurst. Chang's got it left side. Chang wants to fire the three. Thinking three, 27 on the shot clock. Back to the top of the key to Coro. 7:20 to go, fans. Penguins by five. Coro now. Left side over to Ale. Oh, Ale to Chang. Right side, three ball on the way. Uh-oh. And that's a five-point unanswered run very quickly from BYU Hawaii. 26-24, 7:04, here's Piop.
Well, Stu, he made that three fading away. That's Michael Jordan S. He wears the 23 as well, Chang does. 26-24, Penguins down two. 19 on the shot clock. They give it a Woofer. Back to Carrillo, back to the 6'8" Haysbert, and bring it home, big fella. He's wearing 43, and he's hoping to score 43 points today. He had 21 against GCU at Arizona, and he's hoping to find 21 points or 43 today.
Right side on the baseline, good old Connor Haysbert. who can really fill it up down low. Haysbert, number 43, really pounds things around.
Connor Haysbert has a chance for a three-point play.
Just when the momentum was going to Hawaii, Haysbert.
And he shuts down the momentum for the Seasiders. Funk will return for the Seasiders. Inbound LA. Coro calls the play back to LA. 29-24, Penguins up five. LA with the basketball. LA puts three fingers up. LA dribbling his fruit, commanding his troops. Chang three, this is too easy for Chang, but that's off back iron. In comes Xander McNally. McNally to Carrillo. Wolford thinks for three, he doesn't. 6:18 left in the game. 26 on the shot clock. Carrillo drives. Carrillo gives it to Clark in the inside, and he gets called for the foul yet again. It's on 24. That's on Jet Chang. 23, Jet Chang.
You're about to call that one on me.
Yeah, I was.
You did call it on me for a second.
24 is your favorite number.
Willie, let's see. That's Willie Mays' number.
It is. In basketball, Kobe Bryant, that's all you.
I'd rather go with Mays.
No, it's nothing wrong with Willie Mays. He's a say hey kid.
You got that right.
Well, hey, say hey to Jamal Clark. He made his first, but he missed the second. Penguins up six, 30-24. 6:03 left in the half.
Remember, fans, Clark has had his troubles from the free throw line.
He has.
If it matters coming down the stretch, it could get weird. We'll keep an eye on Clark.
There's going to be a foul on the Penguins. Let's see the referee's number. It's on 21. That's going to be on Miles Carrillo. Carrillo, the sophomore out of Tustin, California, went to Foothill High School. Foothill definitely made Carrillo a better player. But checking in for Carrillo is going to be Derek Ober. With 35 on the shot clock, they give it to Chang. There's going to be a foul on Jamal Clark. He pushed LA, and LA went flying. That was just too easy of a call with Clark pushing LA really, really hard. Good work with the squeegee boards with the PacWest team. It's Steph Villegas with the mop board. Jacob Neusat will check in for Derek Ober. 5:52 left in the half. Inbounding is Coro. He gives it to Dastrup. Ale with the ball again. He's guarded. Three ball. Rebound Clark. Here, no fast break. They decide to slow it down this time. 30-24. Penguins up six. 5:35 in the game, in the half. Back to Clark. 20 on the shot clock. Back to McNally. McNally in trouble. They find the cunning Clark, but it's tipped away by Ale. Derek Ober's going to be checking in for Connor Haysbert. And Haysbert had a star-studded highlight, putting up a three-point play. 30-24, Penguins still up six. 15 on the shot clock. Easy play to Clark, but he misses it. And it's going to be, yes, Penguin ball. With 13 to shoot, the Penguins can have a play. Inbounding is the point guard, McNally. They give it to Jake. McNally, pump fakes, off glass, put that up and in, young fella. 32-24, Penguins up eight. You can't get rid of Jake to Chang, Jet Chang, but they're going to call a whistle, and it will stay. It will stay the Seasiders' way. 32-24, Penguins up eight. 31 on the shot clock, 5:11 in the half. Carrillo going to be checking in for Ober. And inbounding is going to be Coro. Coro from Chile. Coro gives it to Ale. Ale, hook shot, and that's not going in. Foul on Carrillo. Each team has seven apiece. That's his second foul on the game. Ale at the line. Ale, a point guard. You should expect him to be good at free throws. Ale misses it back iron.
Piaba, I think you talked him into that one.
Hey, it's the broadcaster's jinx. With 5:09 left, they're doing a little switcheroo. Miles Carrillo checks out, and Derek Ober will check back in.
He was only in there for one play, one
shot. He was, and that was to guard Ale. Ale shot, and he misses them both.
Unbelievable.
And here comes Ricky Woofer, chin straps and all, to McNally. 26 on the shot clock to Jacob. And that's going to be a turnover. The Penguins had an easy one there if Jacob caught that one. Jacob Neusat had a chance to slam that one home. 32-24, Penguins up 8. 4:55 in the half. The Penguins want to get something going on the defensive end. They want another star-studded highlight. Coro guarded by Ober. Ober's speed. Ober puts body on him. They give it to Funk. Thinking three ball, Dastra. Mid-range, Dastra. Rebound, McNally. Every time McNally has the ball, I always think he's going to run with it. After the miss, it's still 32-24. Oh, what a move! Oh, there's going to be an offensive rebound. If that ball didn't touch Jacob Neusat's hands, that would have counted. Connor Haysbert going to check in for Jamal Clark. Jamal Clark has been money on the defensive end. 32-24, Penguins up 8, 4:26 left in the half. Coro with the ball. Coro running a half-court style offense, dribbling only with his right hand. He'll shoot that one for three. That's tipped to Chet Chang. There's the shot. Rebound by Jake. You know, Chang is so scary when he has the ball, when he touches it. I always think he's going to make it. 32-24. Lead has been 8 for about 3 possessions. They'll give it to Haysbert, 6'8". Ober, 6'5". To Wofford, 5'9". 10 on the shot clock. Wofford driving. Hook shot. Put that up and in. 34-24. Penguins up 10.
That was a nice move by Wofford in the paint there. He came in, did one of those stutter stops, and just buried it.
Here's a three. Dastrup, he'll quiet the crowd. 34-27, Penguins up 7. 3:37 in the half. Ricky Woofford barking out orders, and he's still barking. He wants to cross over. He'll stay on his left. 21 on the shot clock. He crosses over, drives the lane. Neusat, put that in, and he falls hard. Jacob Neusat falls hard. This is a bad sign. His head hit the paint. But
Wofford,
guess what?
Really fell hard.
Well, with Neusat getting up, that's their star player. If he was gone, that was scary. Well, media timeout. Penguins up 9. We'll be back in 30. Radio.Dominican.edu.
All right, fans, with 3:07 to go, the Penguins by 9, first half action. A huge crowd, best crowd of the season so far in the Conlin Center by a mile.
Oh, tell me about that.
Clock rolls, 3:06, here we go. Coro's bringing it up. Coro to Nwaka, right side. Nwaka's got it on the wing. Jet Chang started strong tonight. Oh, and then a stolen away for an instant by Xander, but back into the hands of Chang. Three balls, long distance by Coro is good.
Oh, man, that was just too nice.
36-30, nice. Fans. 2:37 in the half. Wofford brings it up. Wofford has been unstoppable tonight. He's just been so good. Baseline Wofford is as good as they get at 5'9". Left side, McNally throws it over the head of Wofford, throws it away into the hands of Christian Covey, who is fouled on the way up by Xander. Covey will go to the line, but McNally had no choice. He had to do it.
Yeah, that was a smart foul there because Covey just got his first minutes, and, you know, you want to see how good he is in the line.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of good reasons for that foul by Xander McNally. It's Covey, who's just come into the game, stands at 5'11", a freshman out of Provo, in front of a packed house on the way, and that's good. So Covey looks like Willie McCovey. So solid there, 2:19 to go. Covey wears number 12. Wofford takes a rest. Jamal Clark takes his place. So the Penguins pick up about 7 inches in height there. 2:19 to go. McNally will bring it up after throwing the ball away in the previous sequence. 36-32 now. It was 9. Now it's 4. 30 seconds ago. So quickly things can change. 5 points unanswered. Ober, Connor, Haysbert on the left wing. Left elbow, driving it in. Clark, oh, somehow off the glass. And I thought Clark would have walked with it. How did his feet come down?
I thought so too.
Now they want, the coach is up on his feet and he wants to, a technical has been called on the bench. It's called on Junior Ale, and that is going to put Derek Ober on the line for the Penguins. So Ale, I didn't see it, P-Up, but Ale, after the bucket was scored by Jamal Clark, Ale picked up the tee, so the point and possession will go the way of the Penguins. Ober on the line, cans the first one, 39-32 with a buck 52 to go.
Ale's not even in the game, Stu. He said something on the bench to the referee.
The second one by Ober has missed a mile right. And that will end it. Now, the possession does not go the way of the Penguins, just the freebies.
It's because they made a bucket at the other end.
39-32, fans. Penguins on top with 1:46 to go. Covey to Chang between the circles. Chang now in trouble, getting doubled up to Covey. No look outside to Nwaka. Nwaka throws it away, gets it back after the throwaway, and then Xander gets in the way of it, but Nwaka walked with it. 39-32 with a buck 32 to go. 92 seconds in the half, and I think Xander McNally forced that walk right there. It's a good move there. Well, McNally is very good defensively.
That's just four-year experience in a DU uniform.
Foul off ball, white 24. That's over, and they're going to give the ball back to Hawaii. Foul. 39-32, 1:21 to go. Chang to bring it up, 1:17. Bracken Funk has it, and he's fouled very quickly by Connor Haysbert, and that's his second with 1:14 to go. Wofford's back up on his feet. Funk on the line.
But Coach Booker T. Harris's team has been warned because each team has been talking back to each other, walking back to each other on the bench.
I wonder if that was the tee that was rung up earlier on Junior Ale.
I wonder
if it was a smack tee. Call that a smack talking tee. 39-32 as Funk heads back to the line now.
Well, they'll just smack it right back in their mouth.
Funk on the way, and this one rattles around 360 and falls. Inbounds, Penguins. Backcourt coming up on 1 minute, fans in the half. Penguins by 6. Wofford to McNally. McNally's had a decent night tonight. Not his best, but very solid. Wofford, left side, who has had a great night, Clark. Now McNally, low bounce pass, throws it away again, but gets it back after the deflection, left side. Oh, Jamal Clark, left side, after McNally finds him on the baseline. 41-33, 45 seconds, bringing it up now. BYU, Cora wants the last shot. 28 on the shot clock, 40 seconds overhead. Now they work it around down low with a nice head fake by Funk. Three ball by Coro. No, and the Penguins cannot get the rebound. Back out to Coro. He's thinking three again. Shot clock is off, 25 seconds. Ober's all over him. Pablo Coro, the 6'3 sophomore. Coach calls no foul. 18 seconds. Penguins would love to get the ball back with one more chance, 14. Coro, 12. Chang out on the wing, 11. 10, Chang drives in, 9. Chang thinks about it, on the way deep, tipped out, on its way into the Penguin bench, saved by Covey. Here's Coro, three ball with 2, on the way, 1, buzzer, Neusett with the rebound, and the Penguins are able to put up a big-time stop, 41-33, and that is huge for Marin Cable. We're going to stay right here for a couple of seconds. The Penguins with a very nice showing there, Piab, an 8-point advantage at the half.
Look, I'm just impressed that they're stopping Jet Chang because you know later in the game, Jet Chang is going to start heating up. And when he starts heating up, the Penguins need to score right now.
I think McNally, if McNally can You know, McNally's thrown the ball away several times in the first half. Now, he has been a huge part of a lot of the offense tonight. But if McNally can get in there and start scoring some buckets, maybe get Clark a little hot in there. Clark started hot. Oberon Clark with the hammer jams early, 41-33. Piab will be back in 8 minutes with the halftime extravaganza, radio.dominican.edu.
We are back, halftime extravaganza. I am your man, Patrick Kayab-Yab, and I'm telling you, you have tuned in for a great one at the Conlin Center. Everyone's talking about the LA Clippers talking about being Lob City. Well, if you like D2 basketball, and I'm sure you do, the DU Penguins are Lob City. A lob from Miles Carrillo and the jam by Jacob the Jet Neusett. Yes, he's the Jet. Jacob Neusett is having a really, really great game. Neusett with 12 points. And not to mention his wingman, the swingman, the man who wears 42. He's from Redlands, California, from East Valley High School. Jamal Clark has a total of 11 points in the first half. On paper, the Penguins are supposed to be nowhere near an 8-point lead. They should be down 8 points on paper. But BYU Hawaii has been struggling. And you know what? The thing that scares me is Jet Chang. He has 13 points, leads all scorers, but he's been quiet. He averages 24 last Thursday against NDNU. The Jet is someone you don't want to mess with and someone you don't want anyone to get angry, because the Jet is a scorer and he's a shooter. He's been making fadeaways from the three-point line and backing up like he meant to do that. Well, the Penguins have shooters of their own. They have Pengel, they have Rarucha, and they have Derek Ober, and they have Ricky Wofford, and they have Mark Lewis, and they have Xander McNally.
And a lot of those guys haven't even seen minutes tonight. Penguins have a very deep bench with Rarucha and Pengel just waiting.
And they have height, something the Penguins didn't have last year. They had the 6'10" Killian Larson. Other than that, they lacked height. And not to mention the freshman sensation, Dart Meigs. He hasn't seen action either. But with Dart warming up, he may be the guy you want to see play. Because Dart is a freshman that could play. And I'm pretty sure Booker T. Harris knows that. Stu, with 27 seconds to go, what has been the Penguins' spark plug?
I think the best thing that's working for the Penguins right now is they haven't shown their best hand yet. You know what I mean? They played pretty well in the first half. They didn't play great, and they're 8 points ahead. If the Penguins can show their better hand in the second half, I think the Penguins could win this game. Now, I'm not getting ahead of myself, believe me. The Penguins have a ton of respect, as does yours truly, for the play at BYU. But I do believe that if the Penguins can play their best game, the Penguins can hang tough and win this game. We'll find out, fans. 41-33 with 20 minutes overhead. And we're inbounds. Wofford's got it, bringing it up across midcourt. The Penguins attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Wofford out to Lewis, left side, McNally. Working the ball nicely. Neusett down low, off the glass, too much glass. Neusett draws the foul to open the second half. 16 seconds into it, and Jacob will go to the line. Looks to extend the lead that the Penguins have built.
To get double digits against BYU Hawaii, who's 8-7, that is huge.
But of course, that's only part of the story.
It is. Anything could happen at home.
Neusett cans the first one. A gigantic crowd on hand. Class is just back in session. 1 week into the semester, into the spring 2012 semester. Jacob knocks this one very deep. And a foul is committed as Xander McNally and Jamal Clark collapse in on the box out, and Clark gets rung up. 42-33 as Neusett was able to stretch it out by one. Pablo Coro brings it up. Junior Ollie's got it. He slams into Mark Lewis, falls down. Kicked by Ricky Wofford, but I don't know if it came off his foot. Mark Lewis took it in one-on-one against Daystrup and is rung up, knocked out of bounds. No foul, no whistle, out of bounds off the defender. Lewis had a clean look at it, inbounds on the short side. McNally gets it in. Lewis goes between the legs to Wofford. Now McNally, right side, right in front of the Penguin bench. 19-20, top of the key. Back over to Lewis. Now Wofford on the left wing, too far out to shoot. Wofford with Junior Ale on him, drives in baseline. Heaves it across to Lewis, foot fake. Lewis then slams into Jet Li. Or check it. I said Jet Li, I meant Jet Chang.
Hey, well, hey, Jet Li, no disrespect to him. He's a great martial artist, but Jet Chang's a great basketball player.
Lewis had it and slammed into Jet Chang. And now they're going to talk to the scoring board. The scorer's table with 19:09 on it, 42-33. It says one foul committed by the Penguins, and it said for quite a while there three committed by the Hawaiis, but in fact it was two, and so they've got that straightened out. Lewis now will try it again. He's at the top of the key on the left side. Lewis now drifts over to the right side into the corner. Lewis wants to fire the three. Lewis goes baseline, kick back out to Wofford off ball as Lewis passes it off to Ricky Wofford and ends up with the foul. Mark Lewis picks up his third with 18:57 to go in the game.
Yeah, he got called on the pass.
Just as he released the ball, he charged into one of the BYUs. 9-point game, fans. The Penguins can't get comfortable. Not for a long time. Let's see, 18:47 to go. I'd say about 18:41 with a 9-point lead, they could start to get comfortable. Chang now is rejected heavily right over the top by Jamal Clark. Clark now in off the glass. Clark, too much glass. And Lewis, the six-footer, is right there to put it back. Mark Lewis figure rolls the put back. 44-33, and for the first time tonight, P.O.B., the Penguins' lead is 11.
And that's Lewis's first bucket, so it's great to be excited.
18:14, the clock rolls. Under the bucket, another big rejection, this one by Neusett into the hands of Clark. Clark again, two rejections in a row, only muffed this one out of bounds. Now at the play-by-players P.O.B.
Jamal Clark has hops, and he almost hopped into the fourth row of the grandstands. There's a dead ball, probably because the ball went out of bounds. 18 on the shot clock. 44-33, Penguins up 11. Coro guarded by Woofer. Driving the lane, he'll lay it up and in, Jake Dastrup. Jake Dastrup is a man that nailed a three earlier. Dastrup has a total of 5 points in the game.
That was heavy traffic there, Dastrup.
Lewis to McNally, 24 on the shot clock, to Wofford, to Lewis. McNally has the ball now. He spin moves. He'll put it up. And he'll count that, put it on ice. Shout out to Hunter Hornstein with his favorite line, put it on ice. Penguins up 46-35, 17-24. Back in the game, great shot by Ale. 46-37, Penguins lead cut to 9. Wofford is gonna bark orders now. The ice box, feeling it. Everyone feels tension here in the Conlin Center. There's electricity. 46-37, Penguins down, up 9. Seasiders are down 9 with 15 on the shot clock. McNally's in the corner. He's stuck, and they're going to say that he stepped out of bounds. And there's another whistle. And there's a delay game warning on the Penguins. Another delay game that will result in a technical. Derek Ober going to be checking in for Jamal Clark. Jamal Clark needs a breather. He's been hopping all night. Jamal Clark with a smile on his face. He's tired, but he's been playing great basketball.
Two big rejections out of Clark back to back.
Jamal Clark's just an energy player. This man works hard every single game. He fights for minutes. 46-37, Penguins up 9. 27 on the shot clock. Chang with the ball back to Coro. Coro guarded by Ober. Ober guarding him again. Chang, three ball. That's missed. Left iron. And there, oh man, Derek Ober had no business being on the corner. that's off his leg. It's going to be Seasider's ball, and Chang may have another chance to shoot the three ball.
That was heads up. You're right, Ober shouldn't have been there. And he allowed that play to unfold and have the defender bank it off his leg.
It's like Kyle Williams in the NFC Championship
game.
Come
on.
I won't go off his knee. I won't go that far.
Right off Ober's knee, the same way. And he argued with the ref, too, and said, no, it didn't hit my knee. But it did hit his knee.
We will argue for instant replay sooner or later. 46-37. Penguins up 9. Driving the lane. And there's going to be a blocking foul on Ricky Wofford. Dave Albee can't believe it. And, yes, it's going to be on Wofford. Coro with a smile on his face. I'm pretty sure Coro doesn't believe it's a block, and there's an alley-oop pass off the inbound.
No
Brady
bounce.
Hurst. Yeah, no bounce. Yeah, that's impressive.
That is nice. It's a nice play.
With the Penguins up 6. Up 7 with 16-10. They need something. They need this crowd to make them feed. They need the crowd to be crazy. And the only way to do that is to score some buckets. There's Lewis, three ball. Put that, count that, and he's cookies. 49-39, just like that, the lead's back to 10.
Good switch of momentum there, thanks to Lewis in the big three.
And there's too many fouls now with 15-45. That's on Neusett. And that's Neusett's first foul. We have a media, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu.
.edu 15:45 to go, fans. Penguins up by 10 after the big three ball by Mark Lewis. Here's P.O.
That foul's on Neusett. That's his first. You know, he's not in foul trouble, but if you put the team in the double bonus, that will kill him. Chang thought about the three. Coro shoots the three, and he nails it at the corner. He's getting wet. Penguins up 7. They were up 7 earlier, then Mark Lewis nailed a three. 15-30. Left in the game. Xander stuck in the corner. Cross pass. Dangerous heave. Finds Lewis. That's another three. Nope. Rebound Ober. Ober back to McNally. McNally back to Wofford.
That's just what the Penguins needed, a good offensive rebound after the missed shot by Lewis.
And you lose time. Wofford to Lewis. Lewis to McNally. McNally to Ober. Thought for three. Mid-range Jay off for an iron. And there's going to be a foul on the Penguins. He reached in for that ball after he missed it off for an iron. That's the 16th foul, and you have 14:55 left in the game. This team could shoot the free throws if the Penguins are in foul trouble. Ricky's out. Carrillo's in. Coro back to Chang. Chang guarded by Ober. Chang thinks three. He'll drive. Chang. Oh, man. Coach Booker T. Harris thought that ball was still in the cylinder. Penguins lead cut to 5.
Well, yeah, I think he had a legitimate beef for goaltend.
He did.
Junior Ollie with a finger roll on the, I think it was close to a goaltend.
14:24 left in the game, 17 seconds on the shot clock. Oh! Count that, and the foul. Wait, that might be before the shot. Yes, you do count the basket. There's been a confusion. I love the energy I hear from this bench, and it's all led by Jacob Neusett.
Hurst came over the top. Hurst ended up doing a Mobius twist, flipping over the top of one of the offensive players and hitting the deck pretty hard.
Missing his free throw is Clark. So Ale speeding. And he does a twist move, and he gets called for the foul. Ale will go to the line, and it's going to be on Connor Haysbert. That's his third foul. That hurts. Hurts big time. 14-11.
Ale got it on the second try, too. He missed the first shot, the easy runner. And then he was down there mid traffic, and that's when Haysbert came off the feet, knocked him around too much.
Ale nails the first one. I jinxed him earlier. I said he's a point guard that needs to make free throws, and he missed two at the other end. He nails the first one. Penguins lead cut to six. Here's his second. Nails that one. 51-46. 14-11. Left in the game, and here's Carrillo. Carrillo with the ball on top of the key. Back to Clark. He wants to drive. He wants to drive every time. Connor from the line. Give that to the 6'8" man. This guy could shoot the mid-range J and play in the inside. And Clark tipped it out of bounds. And now Satterwhite will check in. And same with Brackenhurst. And same with Mark Lewis. Derek Ober will check out. Derek Ober has been playing good minutes. 53-46. Ball to Chang, and he's guarded by McNally. I like that matchup. McNally's lanky, and Chang's a shooter. Coro, they give it to Funk. Funk back to Coro. 15 on the shot clock. And here's the three ball. Satterwhite missed, and it's going to be Penguin ball. That's off Ale. With 13:28 left in the game, the Penguins are up. 53-46. And Carrillo is going to run this half-court offense. Carrillo will give it to McNally. McNally's a point guard as well. He finds the open three-man. That's Lewis. And he's not cookies. In transitions, Ale. Ale wants to give it to Chang. He twists and shouts. He gives it. And there's Connor. There's going to be a foul on BYU Hawaii on the Seasiders. And it is on number 10, Ale.
Good work there by Connor Haysbert. Came down with it and fought to hold on to it.
When you're 6'8 and you're big, they expect you to get those rebounds. Wofford going to return for McNally. You know, Stu, the Penguins have just a great bench that they haven't had in years. This bench is so good. They put up so many bench points. Wofford will yell out the play, UCLA. 53-46, 12:55 left in the game, 24 on the shot clock. Wofford in the corner. He doesn't want the three. Even the bench said no. Carrillo gets the screen. Gets away from Funk. They give it to Lewis. He thinks three. He's missed two in a row, and he loses the handle. In transitions, Chang. What's he going to do? He'll lay it up and in, and the foul. That's a touch foul on Wofford. That's a ticky-tack foul. If you're going to foul him in transition, foul him hard. 53-48 with Chang will shoot one. This lead could be cut to four or five. The crowd's going ballistic. 18 fouls. The Penguins are already in the double bonus. Crowd goes crazy. Chang nails it under pressure. Checking in is Ale for Caro. Going to take it out is Carrillo, and he'll give it to Wofford on the way. With 12:33, Penguins up five, 53-49. Wofford in the corner gives it to Clark, and it's stolen, but stolen right back's Carrillo. Gave the fans a scare. 12:18 to go, 19 on the shot clock. Penguins up five. He finds Elaine's Lewis, finds the open Carrillo, almost thrown away. And it's swatted away by Ale, showing his athleticism. There's 10 to shoot on the shot clock.
Well, Junior Ale got right up, big hops right in the face of Miles Carrillo as he fired the three off. Carrillo never even got it out of his hands before Ale swatted it away.
Look, Junior Ale's from Hawaii, and he knows how to shoot the three ball. Here's Lewis with 9 on the shot clock. He has 8 now, 7. Wants a screen, 5. Mid-range. He puts that off glass, and you count that in, mister. 55-49, 11:54 left. Do the Penguins still have energy? Can they shut down the 5-1 BYU Seasiders? NDNU did. And that's off Wofford. We have a media. We're keeping it here, Marin TV. You've tuned in for the great one. Stu, the Penguins are up. Can they keep this lead against the dangerous shooters of BYU?
Well, I'll tell you, it was 8 points at halftime. And I'd say the Penguins have looked pretty good here in the second half. Still not playing 100% of their capability, but the Penguins are looking pretty good. And again, if McNally can get something going, oh boy, that would make all the difference in the world. He had a good first half, not his best first half. And I think it's going to take the Penguins' best effort if they want to contend in this one. 55-49, the Penguins have led for most of the first half, all of the second half so far. But a team like BYU Hawaii, those guys are crafty. They're sneaky. They can come right in and have their way with the Penguins. And a six-point advantage is, frankly, is nothing at this point. The Penguin women lost tonight after having a pretty close first half. Penguin men are just going to have to hold on, and I think they're actually going to have to up their game a little bit, the Penguin men.
Yeah, they're not out of the trenches yet. They need to fight, and they have been fighting.
All right, thank you to Marin Cable, Scott Calhoun, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, Caro Sato, and the rest of the DU crew, including Tommy Perry. All right, fans, here we go. 55-49, 11:41 to go. The Penguins are on defense right under the Seasiders' bucket. Tipped out by Wofford on the inbounds to Carrillo from Xander on the way softly. Yes! Opens the break with a deuce after the tip by Wofford on the inbounds. 57-49, boy, that quelled the big momentum that the Seasiders had. Chang, who's capable of developing some momentum. And they throw the ball around the outside of the perimeter. Xander McNally tips it out of bounds. 11:18 to go, clock stops. 11:18 and a half, fans. Ale's got it. Coming up on 11 minutes, right in the edge of the circle now. Ale drives in against Wofford. Gets it underneath. Now it's just Neusat. Now outside three ball. Gary Satterwhite goes. Satterwhite for a big tray ball, 57-52. Inside of 11 now. Satterwhite, that was smoothly from the right corner.
It's hard to be comfortable, Stu. This team is just full of shooters. They shoot the perimeter well.
No, there's no getting comfortable against Hawaii. Maybe when the game's over, even then.
Yes, even then you're still scared.
That's right, when you're in the clubhouse. Penguins now working it around. Outside, inside, outside. Back into the corner. Lewis driving, five on the shot, on the way up. Mark Lewis left side. Pretty clutch move, 59-52.
How pretty is that, Stu? I know I seen you do it in warm-ups, but that was just too nice.
Yeah, that was good. That was classic Lewis right there. Satterwhite again, on the way, no. Jacob rebound. Xander McNally's got it, 10 minutes exactly, fans. One quarter to go, and the Penguins' lead is seven. In front of a hugely packed house here at the Conlin Center. Jacob Neusat under the bucket. Knocks down the two ball, 61-52. Timeout, Seasiders. Piab and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu.
The Penguins have been exciting all night. And you know where the excitement comes from. It comes from the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, Pia. That's very nice of you to say. Penguins on defense now, off to our left. Penguins guarding the Southern Hoop here at the Conlin Center with 9:38 the clock roll. 61-52, fans. Penguins on top of this one. Chang, left side. Satterwhite on the way, no. Taken back down by Junior Ale, no. Put back by Bracken Funk is good. So three shots on goal, and they finally get it to go.
What a tip.
61-54, coming up on 9 minutes, fans. Miles Carrillo's got it. Carrillo, second-year man with the Penguins. Xander's got it, almost stepping out. Jacob Neusat has it go right through the fingertips. It's stripped away by Funk. Mark Lewis out. And Jamal Clark is in for Mark Lewis.
with 9:07 to go. Lewis having a tremendous senior campaign. And a Penguin fan favorite is Lewis, no question about it.
No.
Mr. Hustle. Xander McNally now will bring it in on the short side. He dumps it very quickly. And out of nowhere, he gets it to Carrillo, who was drifting into the paint. And Miles converts, 63-54, 9-point game. 8:55 to go. Satterwhite against Carrillo. Dumps it off to Jet Chang. Chang with the pull-up jumper from 9 feet is good. 63-56, Chang.
Don't let him heat up. Just don't let him heat up.
Nothing but swish there. That was pretty. 63-56. With 8.5 to go. Right side. Carrillo. Carrillo edges his way close to the left wing, but it's too far out, Clark. Now right side, Xander. 8:17, fans. Nice head fake by Carrillo. 9 on the shot clock. Has it stripped away, and Chang comes up with it after the loose ball. Stolen back away by Xander McNally. Flipped it inbounds over his head after the steal on his way to the third row of the grandstands. He avoids the railing, but it ends up in the hands of BYU. Down low, Hurst. Up against Clark Hurst. Too much window, too much Clark. Foul, Clark. 7:50. An immediate timeout, 7:50 to go. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we are back. 7:50 to go. The end of the timeout has come from the Conlin Center, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, radio.dominican.edu. Our 11th year on the air, broadcasting to you athletics. 63-56. Brady Hurst, the 6'8" junior, will go to the line out of Remington, Utah. And this one rattles home. So it's Neusett, Haysbert, McNally, Ober. Connor Haysbert's in there. 7:49 as the second one goes. 63-58. Clock rolls. 7:45, fans. Ober goes between the legs. Stutter steps left side. Dump off right side. Slowly air ball. Nothing. Jacob put back. Yes. Neusett for two. That's huge. Coro to bring it up. 7-point game. 3-ball. Coro left wing. No. Tipped out. Penguins can't get it. And they're going to give it back to the BYUs. Out of bounds off of Jamal Clark.
Well, the back line judge saw it at a great angle. The other side from the left referee thought it was going to be Penguin ball, but then the back line judge for the right side said, no, it's going to stay at BYU.
Shot clock reset, 7:25, 65-58, under the bucket. Chang's got it now between the circles. Surveys. Oh, he breaks left. No help at all. Chang gets it stripped away. Batted away. Big rejection by Jacob Neusett. No whistle.
Yeah, he says, get that nonsense out of here. This is my house.
7:17 to go, fans. Penguins by 7. BYU, 5-1 in conference. The Penguins, 2-4 in conference. Funk goes top of the key to Chang. Left side against Xander. Oh, no. Oh, it's a charging foul, and they wave the bucket off after Chang was able to get the bucket to drop miraculously. Then it's waved off, and that's Chang's third. That's a double dip with 7:07 to go.
It is. You know, Chang's body language says it all. He's disappointed.
Very. Well, you're not kidding. Oh, no. Chang was really throwing the thug look out there. He was not happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He had a thug face going there like crazy. He was unhappy with the call. 6:55, Lewis muffs it away for an instant. Jacob gets it back outside Haysbert. From the free throw line! Connor Haysbert drops a deuce.
He's been doing this all season long. When you need a bailout and you need a mid-range shooter, give it to the Hayes.
67-58. Mark Lewis against Chang, who takes it up and under. Chang with a scissor leg. Wow, what a move by Chang. Well, you don't see that very often. 67-60. 6.5 minutes in this one, fans. Penguin women lost earlier. The men would love to avenge that. Get their third conference win if they could against a very tough team. Neusett, left side, drives into the paint. And a whistle's called against Brady Hurst. Foul is called against Hurst. A lot of gesticulation from the referees.
And there's also another warning to BYU Seasiders after Hurst started barking at the referees.
All right, a bench warning. So both teams with a couple. Penguins with two. BYU with one, but BYU did have the T earlier. Neusett goes left, goes right, pours it in, but doesn't fall. He did everything right except make it. Coro brings it up now after the rebound. Coro's straight arms against Jamal Clark. Coro throws it away. Somehow Hurst comes up with it under the bucket and put down by Funk.
That was just a dangerous pass by Coro, but then saved by one of his teammates. Then Funk just put it in.
Funk found the proper rhythm and knocked it down. 67-62. Penguins 544-544. Clock rolls, fans. Xander's got it on the left wing. McNally, stutter step toward the baseline. McNally takes it himself. The foul is committed by Pablo Coro, and that is his first. Xander McNally will go to the line, who is currently number two in the nation in steals. He averages 3.5 a game, and he's got four so far tonight. Number two in the nation. This one's perfect from the line. 68-62, Xander.
McNally, a 75% free throw shooter, missed two earlier. Nailed the first. Good sign there.
Haysbert out and Carrillo in his place. Back to the line is Xander McNally. On the way, McNally, very high arc, a nice majestic arc, and that one drops. Play there by McNally. Penguins up by seven with 5:24 to go, fans. BYU Hawaii on paper supposed to cream the Penguins. So far, it's been all DU all night. The huge crowd. Funk's got it down low. Funk off the glass. Funky. 69-64 coming up on 5 minutes as he drops the two ball. He funked that one home.
Yep.
Inside of five now, fans. Penguins by five. Carrillo's got it. Jamal. First year guy is Clark. To Xander. Down low to Neusett, who had looked like it was, boy, that was close to being in, and it popped out. And there's another breakaway by Chang to the other end. He tried to pass it indoors, but instead Xander McNally got a big mitt in the way and broke it up, handed out of bounds. 69-64, it's going to be BYU ball. Chang. Inbounds Chang, 360 Chang, no problem. Left side, and Chang did what Chang does, and now it's a three-point game.
Scary. It's scary.
4.5. That Chang is something, fans. He's a difference maker, that dude. Xander McNally now, kick out to the right side. McNally's got a little smirk on his face, and I like that confidence. Down low. Jamal Clark! Right side, he gets it to go. Fast transition. Carrillo gets in the way of it. Chang's got it. Boy, they worked it fast. Now Chang is called again, and I think that's his fourth. Oh, the referee almost rung the foul up. Almost argued too much. The referee looked right over at Coach Ken Wagner. Called Chang on the bent arm foul. 71-66, 4:05, timeout DU. Booker T. Harris wants to talk about it. 4:05 to go. BYU just barely got out of a tee there. Boy, that was close. Radio.dominican.edu.
You know, what's the tee with Nikki P? A great show. BYU Hawaii almost picked up a tee. The Penguins have possession, and Stuart Horn has the call.
4:03, fans, the clock rolls. Boy, they almost picked up the tee.
Oh, man.
Not the Nicky P tee. Not the tee. What's the tee with Nicky P? But the tee as in technical. Miles Carrillo's got it. Nicky P actually asked me to promote his show today. So there you go. And now everybody falls on it. BYU comes up with it. After Carrillo passed it away, intended for Clark. Hurst to Chang up and under, 71-68, as Jet Chang converts. 3:37, three-point game, right down to the wire. Oh, the Penguins wouldn't have it any other way. To be in it with 3.5 minutes, the Penguins were not supposed to be. There's a media timeout. We'll take a quick break. We're back in 30. Oh, man. 71-68. 3:29 to go, fans. It's getting weird in here. Penguin crowd is coming unglued. This place is loaded with boosters and fans and alumni and students and staff and faculty. And, oh, my goodness. Marin Cable. 3.5 to go. Clock rolls. Here we go. McNally, Lewis, Carrillo, Wofford, Neusett. That's your five lineup for the DUs. Penguins have it with 3:15 to go now. 11 on the shot clock. McNally, left side. McNally's got 7. He drives in to Carrillo, who's going to take it himself up. Runs in to Daystrup. Foul is called on Daystrup. Daystrup got in the way of Carrillo. He stepped right in the lane where Carrillo had intended to take it in. And that'll send Miles to the line.
Yeah, Miles is a 73% free throw shooter. Let's see how he does.
Be a good time to knock them both down right now.
They need him.
Carrillo on the way with backspin, and that is perfect. It's even better than perfect, P.I., because it comes in such a clutch moment. Four-point game now. Ale's back in there in place of Coro. As Carrillo will shoot the second one. Carrillo out of T-Town, Tustin. Second year, man. On the way. And Carrillo just upped his free throw percentage in a beautiful way, and he knocks them both down. 5-point game thanks to Carrillo's deuce. In the backcourt. Junior Ale brings it up left side, up against Wofford, slams into Wofford. Wofford did some good acting there as he went running out of bounds. They're going to give it back to BYU Hawaii. He slammed into Wofford, who was flanking him as he drove in toward the left side of the bucket. Wofford fell away from him, allowed the clean shot. 73-68, 2:56. BYU short side, right under the bucket, inbounds quickly. They get it to Daystrup, back outside Ale. Handoff, no bucket. Foul is committed. Uh-oh. This is on Neusett. Oh, it's only his second
only
with 2:52.
Second.
All right.
He's okay.
Yeah, I can live with two.
Yeah. Four, and you're in trouble.
I didn't want to see a four pop up on the board.
No.
73-68 with Junior Ale. Ale is on the line. Ale on the way. Ale perfect. Four-point game now as Ale toes the line. Left foot is back. Penguin fans let him have it. Ale unflappable. 73-70. Pretty high-scoring affair.
It is.
Penguins up by three, fans. 2:48 to go. Coming down to the wire. Ricky Wofford stutter steps across the timeline. Now he drives in left side. Backs up. Left wing over to Lewis. Soft side Lewis. To McNally. McNally over to Lewis in the corner. Lewis has been pretty tough from that corner. Tries a screen. Now he dumps it back off to Clark. Heaves it across to Ricky Wofford, thinking three. 7 on the shot clock. Wofford doesn't have much time. 5, 4. He drives in on the way. Air ball. Chang picks it up. 2:16 to go. Stolen back away by Jamal Clark and a whistle. And the foul is committed by Jamal Clark on the attempted steal. And that is his fourth. And the DUs can ill afford to lose Clark at this point with 4 on him, 2:15 to go, and Chang will go to the line, a 3-point game. Chang, one of the best free throw shooters in the league. On the way, Chang shanks it deep.
You got to blame the icebox, too. They're feeling it, and they're yelling his last name. They're yelling random things. You can just hear it on the mic.
Chang steps back for his second, and that missed shot was huge on the way. This one's perfect. Timeout, Seasiders. Piab and I will be back in 30. This one's coming down to a 2:15 left, fans. Pequod's lead is 2. 2:15 to go, fans, 73-71. Penguins on top, inbounds, backcourt. Wofford's got it. No pressure at all. On the inbounds, there was all kinds of pressure. Ollie and Dastrup were back there. But then they retreated with 2 minutes exactly now, fans, in this one. Penguins by 2. Penguins need some magic here. Okay, Penguins are flipping it around with 11. Driving it in is McNally. He backs back out to Wofford 8. Wofford left wing 6. Bouncing around, backing up 4. Wofford kick out. Lewis 3 ball on the way. Missed it right. The rebound taken by BYU. Buck and a half to go. 95 seconds to go now. Ale, left wing. Penguin fans insisting on defense. They get it indoors. Now stepping back to the top of the key is Brady Hurst. He kicks it back over left side. Now falling on it. Oh, McNally had it for an instant, but wrapped up with Chang. Uh-oh, trouble. Funk down low, up against Jamal Clark. And Ricky Wofford dives on the ball, creates the turnover. The foul is called on Funk.
Wofford is hurt, Stu. He's wincing in pain. Something's up with his
right
arm.
Right shoulder. Right elbow, right shoulder. One or the other.
And that's his shooting arm.
And Wofford will go to the line, so we'll see if the injury... Both teams in the double bonus now, 73-71 with 1:16 to go. We'll see if Wofford's injury is serious or not.
And he's at the line. Both teams in the bonus. Let's see Wofford.
Wofford shakes it off. Wofford clanks the first one, and that's large.
Come on, Rick, you got to bring this one home.
Wofford needs this one right in front of the icebox. The place is packed. Hundreds of Penguin fans. This one is not even close. Wofford missed 2 in a huge way. Ale with the rebound. Tipped out. Xander McNally ends up doing a stage dive into Hawaii's bench.
Yeah.
He tipped it out and kept running. Almost took the coach out, but everybody's okay. 107 to go, fans. BYU ball. Short side. Inbounds to Funk. Funk, the big man.
They got to guard Chang.
Dumps it back off to Dastrup. Top of the key. 17 on the shot. Chang right side. Mixing it up pretty nicely. Throwing it around well. All over the place, Hurst. Hurst drives in. Left side, up and under. Whistles. Hurst. A double dribble? 49 seconds to go. 2-point game, 73-71, and the Penguins get the ball back. After Brady Hurst went in under the bucket and ends up giving the ball back to the Penguins. 49 seconds, 35 on the shot clock. Timeout, Seasiders, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, Hurst actually stepped out of bounds on the end line, not a double dribble. 73-71. Wow, that's a new sound effect in the Conlon Center. I like that. Inbounds 45. Xander McNally's got it. Tons of backcourt pressure. They're saying just foul. 43, Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis with a crossover. Left side, McNally. Right in front of the icebox. Lewis has got it. Penguins now up by 2. 35 seconds. Penguins want to hold on to it. Miles Carrillo's got it between the circles. He's got Chang on him. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 27 overhead. 13. Carrillo now backs back out, hands it off to Lewis, 10. 9, Lewis pointing it out. 7, Lewis drives in. Lewis against Satterwhite, goes 3 ball, no. Rebound, the Penguins can't get it. Pushing it, 10 seconds. Ale's got it, 3 ball on the way. Oh, no! 6 seconds on the clock. Ale hits the big 3, and the Penguins trail by 1 as the Penguin fans go nuts. Timeout! Penguins trail by 1.
6 seconds to go.
We're back in just a few. Radio.Dominican.edu. Can you believe it, fans? Can you believe it? Miracle time, Piob. That's what the Penguins need. I almost said the Piobs. Piob would like a miracle, too. 74-73. And another timeout has been called. Back-to-back timeouts. Penguins this time. They reset the clock at 7.4 seconds. 74-73. Now, if you remember back to the 2004 championship game, the Penguins had 3.5 seconds to bring the ball in. Where they brought it in, the length of the court, and Marcus Williams hit the shot of the ages. That was in 2004. The Penguins have more than double that amount of time, and all they need is a two ball here. 7.4 seconds. Piob.
I'm in shock. They had the lead the entire game until the 7.4 second mark.
There's still a lot of time. A lot of time.
Yeah, I'm shocked, honestly. This is a game the Penguins should have won, and they could still win. I'm not ruling them out.
No, not at all. There's a lot of time. The Penguins are going to have one big play to go. They're going to have to take it the length of the court. Boy, the Ale hitting the big one when it mattered most. It's a one-point advantage now for BYU Hawaii. The Penguins would love to say aloha.
Remember, BYU Hawaii cannot foul, Stu. They're in the double bonus as well.
Xander McNally will bring it in. The clock won't roll until the ball comes in, and he gets it in to Jacob Neusett. The Penguins bring it up. Xander McNally, high dribbling, 3 seconds. And McNally throws it away. It goes out of bounds off the end line. Jacob Neusett, I was arguing with the referee that it was tipped out. And a timeout has been called by BYU with 1.5 seconds. 74-73. 1.5 seconds. McNally brought it up, high dribbling over the midcourt line. Tried to find Jacob Neusett down low. And it ended up in the hands of the Penguin cheerleaders, and that's never a good thing. Especially with 1 second to go in the game, trailing by one. They're trying to get it to Jacob Neusett, who with one of his classic up and unders could win the game. But instead, the Penguins end up throwing the ball out of bounds. From the guy least likely to throw it out of bounds in the entire building, that being Xander McNally. Carroll will bring it in. 1.5 seconds. All he's got to do is find a player. It's going to be right under the Penguin hoop. If the Penguins can intercept and make it, it's over. And he gets it inbounds. He throws it into the backcourt. 1.5. And that's game, fans. And the Penguins go down by one. 74-73 the final. Wow, that was something. That was a great game. The Penguins led the entire way until there were 3 seconds to go in the game when Junior Ale hit the big three ball that won it. It ended up winning it for Hawaii in front of a packed house at the Conlin Center. Our next broadcast, fans, on the 23rd. Check it, on the 28th. Today's the 23rd. Notre Dame in the house, the arch rival of the Penguins. Notre Dame, women at 5:30. Guys at 7:30. We'll have it for you in its entirety, both games, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for listening.